Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the most passionate pro wrestling podcast in the history of the world. Quite frankly, also the best in the world. I am the Bear of Texas, and it's my honor and my privilege to finally welcome back once again Brooklyn's finest, Mark freaking Braverman. Mark, I know that you've been looking forward to this, so I got a question for you. Are you ready to preview WrestleMania 40?
Yes, I am, and I can't wait to do it. But before we get to the show, and I'm excited. First things first, this is my first show in my new office. We finally got the chair, the desk, and all that stuff, so we're very happy about that. And second of all, today is a Memorial Day. My best friend in the world, Matthew Knott, have been friends with since we're 12 years old. Lost his father 4 years ago on this day. So we're dedicating this show to the memory of Arnold Knott, who was like a second father to me. And I've watched WrestleMania 8 all the way until, I believe it was WrestleMania 34 at Matt's house, which is a very long time. And we used to watch boxing with him, baseball, hockey, basketball, you name it. We all grew up at Matt's house, and Arnie was right there. So Arnie, I know you're watching us, and I know you're going to watch WrestleMania up there with my brother, so this one's for you, old friend. Arnie, we love you, we miss you, and this show is dedicated to you, so rest in peace, Dad, and I will always love you.
Right. And of course, as always, these episodes are dedicated to the memory of your younger brother, Jeff, and I'm sure that he's excited for WrestleMania as much as we are.
Oh, he loved it. He loved it. Like I told you, he came back early from his honeymoon because he didn't want to miss WrestleMania at Matt's house with all of us. And he cut his honeymoon one day short for WrestleMania. So how cool is that?
Right.
So there you go.
There we go. So, Mark, basically, since you love doing this so much, I'm going to allow you to assume command on this one. How's that sound?
Thank you, sir. Okay, so...
Well, you've done so much of the show, Mark, so you know what? You, sir, need to be acknowledged.
Thank you. Well... Except we don't acknowledge him, but thank you so much.
But I acknowledge you.
We don't know what matches are going to be on what night that has not been released yet, so we're just going to start picking matches out of the air, and we're just going to start going from there, if that's cool with you.
That sounds good, brother. Like I said, you are in command, sir.
Okay, so let's go with the tag match, the Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Dominik and Escobar.
Oh, boy. Well, the Dragon Lee thing is definitely exciting. And I know that you're not a fan of Dirty Dom.
No.
The whole Santos Escobar, definitely a great wrestler. Rey Mysterio, despite that he's, you know, getting up there in age, still actually performing at a high level. Not quite as much as he did back when he was younger, but that's because, you know, he's getting old. So I say the same thing about my favorite wrestler, Jericho.
Yeah.
This match certainly has some excitement. But I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I believe Dirty Dom and Santos Escobar have to be the favorites, because are they really going to have Dirty Dom lose again to his dad?
I don't think that this is going to be the kind of tag match that a lot of people are looking forward to. I think this is only, they're probably going to give it about 10 to 15 minutes. Hopefully I'm wrong. Mysterio can go, obviously, because he's just invincible. The man never ages. Dragon Lee, I'm glad to see him finally get called up to the WWE. I think he's a great partner for Rey. Escobar, we know, can wrestle, and I can't stand Dominik, obviously, because the man just can't go. But I have to agree with you on this one. I think that Dominik and Escobar are going to take it. They need to win more important than Rey does. Rey's won at WrestleMania countless times. It'll be Dragon Lee's first. Dominik didn't do very well last year's Mania. So I think that they need to win. I really do. And I think I think this might be a good match to start off night one, because like you said, Rey is getting a little bit older and he's getting up there, but Rey seems to be invincible to me. The man just never ages.
Right.
He's invincible to me. I mean, the guy just, he's like Jericho. He just never freaking ages. He never runs out of gas. And I admire Rey for that. I really do.
And one of a kind. All right.
Yes, he is. Okay.
I guess we both have the same pick. We're going to go Escobar and Dirty Dom.
Yes, we are. All right, let's move on to LA Knight against AJ Styles.
And you notice AJ Styles has gotten have you noticed his physique has changed?
Yes.
And for a guy that is, you know, now in his mid to late 40s, man, wow.
Yeah.
That would indicate he's probably got at least another decade to go.
I would think so, but I don't know if he's going to stay in WWE much longer. I don't know if he's really happy here anymore.
If I were him, I wouldn't, but...
I don't think he's going
to... I'm sorry, go ahead, brother.
Go ahead, I apologize. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I think we're just too excited, but... AJ Styles, to me, is one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time. Today, I say that the greatest wrestler today is Will Ospreay, but I always say there wouldn't be a Will Ospreay if there wasn't an AJ Styles.
I agree with you on that one.
AJ Styles literally is phenomenal. He didn't call himself phenomenal. He is phenomenal. He is and always has been. Going back to his first days at Ring of Honor, the days at Impact Wrestling, in Japan, anywhere he's gone, he's been phenomenal.
Except in the WWE most recently, unfortunately. When he came here, I think it was 2016 or 2017, he had an unbelievable run. He won the world title, which was great. Then he took it off him way too fast. I think that AJ's career at WWE at this point in time has been downward. They put him in the middle. They put him in the middle card, which I don't like at all, because AJ's obviously a main eventer. Wherever he's gone, he's been a main eventer always. He's always been a top of the card. Now they put him in the middle. I don't like that about AJ. So I think what AJ is going to do is, honestly, I don't know how much longer he has on his contract, but I know he's probably going to finish it out. He's going to shake hands with Triple H, say thank you for the opportunity, and then he's going to go wherever the hell he wants to go. But his opponent's LA Knight, who's getting a phenomenal push. He's getting main events, which is fine, and LA Knight's a very good wrestler. This could be a very good matchup. It really could be. If they do this right, this could be a phenomenal technical wrestling match, which is what we want.
Oh yeah, amen to that, brother.
I don't want to see this a 5-10 minute match. I want to see them in the ring for 15-25 minute match, and they're very capable of it. I really do. Because WrestleMania is 4 hours. I don't want to see commercials. I don't want to see wrestlers. So if they give them 20-25 minutes, this is going to be a phenomenal match between two phenomenal wrestlers. Who am I picking? I hate to say it because I want, as badly as I want AJ to get the win, I'm going to have to say they're going to probably give it to LA Knight.
I agree. I agree.
Go ahead.
Yeah, see, even if AJ Styles loses, he's fine because he's always going to be beloved and over with the fans. AJ Styles is a pro wrestling legend, okay? Oh, he's a legend everywhere because everywhere he's gone, he's made an impact. That's why I believe when he leaves WWE, he's going to work freelance. I'm sure he's going to work in Japan, obviously Ring of Honor. I wouldn't be surprised if he appeared at AEW, and I know you're not an AEW fan, but you know what? If he appeared at AEW, I'm sure it would help them, and I would beg Tony Khan, don't mess up with AJ Styles. But I agree. Look, LA Knight, you know, a lot of fans are unhappy with how he's being used. So if now's the time and it's the most crucial time, he needs to go over at WrestleMania. And there's no doubt in my mind that AJ, you know, I wouldn't even be surprised if AJ Styles wants LA Knight to go over.
AJ's the kind of performer that would say let him definitely do the job. And there's no question about it. And I fully believe that, because how many wrestlers done the job for AJ already? Kurt Angle did it in TNA. Jericho did it for him in WrestleMania a couple of years ago. Although that match, I think, could have been that was a very good match. You and I agreed it could have been a little bit better, but that's a different story. I think that AJ will let Knight beat him. The win will be clean, obviously. I'm glad that they signed this match because this could steal the show.
Right. I believe Jericho actually won that match. That was WrestleMania 32, right?
I think Jericho did win, and it was a mistake.
Yeah. But it was a good match, though. It was a good match.
I wasn't happy with the result, though, but it was a very good match. But I think AJ will agree to let LA Knight go over because like we said before, it's a Terry Funk situation. AJ's getting into his early 40s. LA Knight's still relatively young. So we have to have the newer kids build up for there to be a business. And I think that AJ will say, okay, Knight, this one's yours. I don't mind losing at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean,
just before WrestleMania is an honor number one. So
right. Yeah, I mean, like I said, AJ Styles may be in his mid 40s now, but you know he's still doing great. So
he's in the same category as Rey.
Yeah.
He's in the same category as Rey Mysterio and as Chris Jericho. They just don't age.
Right.
They just don't age, and that's phenomenal. And that, there we go, Ken. That's a phenomenal thing about them. They really do.
Right.
Yep.
We're both going LA Knight.
Yes, sir. All right, let's go to the six-pack challenge match. I honestly don't really care about this one.
Well, it is a ladder match, so that makes it a little bit exciting for me.
It is a ladder match, but the problem is that the teams in it all stink. I'm not impressed with any of this.
Not so fast, bro. I would still say, well, okay, the New Day, obviously, not quite as what we saw, you know, back in 2015, 2016. So, it's interesting. So, you have, the Awesome Truth. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna cut right to the chase. The Awesome Truth is my pick because, okay, seeing The Miz as the babyface he is right now, I mean, not that Miz isn't his, you know, yeah, I know you're not a fan of Miz, but where Miz is now in his career, you know, he's around teaching, mentoring, you know, he's basically, you know, he's still being used in a certain way, but, you know, the company still feels he's of great value, and I believe he is. So, and everybody loves R-Truth, right? So I think we really want to see another belt be put on R-Truth. If it's not going to be the WWE title or the Intercontinental title or the U.S. title, it might as well be the tag team title. But looking at the other teams, A-Town Down Under, DIY, Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso, I can't even pronounce the names. Is it Ciampa?
Ciampa? Ciampa, yeah.
Okay, and I apologize because I do not like butchering people's names. I still feel bad for that time when I butchered your name on the show, Mark, and I still apologize for that.
But that happened. Don't worry about it.
Also, you know, the New Day, the New Catch Republic, and, of course, the Judgment Day. So
I'll put it to you this way. The Judgment Day right now is extremely popular. They're getting over it. I have no idea, probably because of their work ethic, which is outside of Dominic, which is amazing. It really is. So this is the rare time that the belts will not change hands at Mania. Judgment Day walks in with the belts. I think they're going to walk out with the belts. I really do.
All right. So you got the Judgment Day?
I'm going to say the Judgment Day walk out with it. I'm not impressed. But like I said, if you remember the ladder matches back in WrestleMania 2000, AK16, and WrestleMania 17, same team walked out with the titles both years in a row. So I think Judgment Day is going to do it again. I think Judgment Day is going to walk out with the belts. I really do.
Well, remember when the Hardys had a surprise return at WrestleMania 33?
No. Well, yeah. Well, that was a good one. But that was a good one. And a lot. The Hardys are still one of my favorite tag teams, though. I've always loved them. You know that. So.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be the Judgment Day. That's my pick.
All right. Well, I'm going to stick to mine. It's a good pick, but I think the Awesome Truth wins.
Okay. Now to a match I know you're looking forward to, and that is the U.S. title match where Paul Hogan puts it on the line against two, Kevin Owens and RKO.
Wait, did you say the match that I'm looking forward to? because Kevin Owens is in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a particular individual that people say I'm a lot like, which I love. I mean, some people say I'm Kevin Owens, some say I'm Eddie Kingston, some say I'm a combination of both, and I prefer that one. I'm a combination of both. Well, okay, I'll be honest with you. I can't see Logan Paul losing the title.
Randy Orton needs a belt. We're going to disagree on this one. Logan has been a very good champion, but he's annoying, and his mic work's not that great. I honestly, Randy needs a belt to say thank you for coming back because there was rumors going around that AEW is very interested in him, and I don't blame them. But Randy's always been comfortable here in WWE. Randy's always been comfortable in WWE. So I think to thank him, they're going to put the belt on him for not leaving the company. And honestly, Randy Orton does need a title. KO does not need a belt. Kevin Owens is
interested in Orton. I did not know that.
AEW's when Orton went out and when Orton went out and injured, AEW was interested in him, but obviously Randy Orton said no way because he didn't want to go there, and I don't blame him for that. I think to thank him for all the years of loyalty and not leaving the company and never wanted to leave the company, I think to thank him, they're going to put the belt on him. This could be Randy Orton's last run here, Randy Orton's last run in his career. He's getting older. The injuries don't have to pile up. So how do you say thank you to a man who's been here for 20 years? You give him a title.
I agree with you when you say they need to put a belt on Orton. I just don't think it should be the U.S. title. I think at this point, if you put a belt on Orton, if it's not with a great tag team partner, then you got to put the main event title on him. If they do put the U.S. title on him, it's not going to be the worst thing they ever did. I would only hope that moving forward, they would book it properly. So Orton could win. The reason why I don't want to see the U.S. title on Kevin Owens is because when they did that, starting at WrestleMania 33, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was.
I feel so bad for Kevin about how badly he was booked as U.S. champion. Mm. That one time they started this little gimmick where he's wearing a suit and like claiming he loves the USA. It lasted only a – you see, even you were disgusted by it. It lasted only a day, but still. So – I think that if Kevin Owens wins the title again, I would seriously get on my knees and pray to the good Lord Almighty. Please make sure this time let's make it done right, because again, we know so. But as you said, Kevin probably doesn't really need a belt. I mean, now that he's at that point, I'm not sure he'll be 40 this year if he's not 40 yet. So he's still performing well, still a tremendous wrestler. A brilliant, unique, one-of-a-kind, underrated talent that we'll never, ever see again in wrestling. So some would say at this point, he's just happy to have a job, which I'm sure because he's got a family to feed. But still, he's a natural talent that WWE needs to remind itself that we are lucky to have this guy. Let's make it right. But I just don't see Logan Paul losing. I really don't. I might be an idiot for saying this, but that's just what I feel.
I think he's going to lose, though, because Fancy and first for him with the title. It's not a very good run for him, number one. I think he's been good. I think the man can go. I think the man can wrestle. But I think it's a little – I think he needs to be pushed up a little bit more into the card. I'd like to see Logan Paul wear the Intercontinental title, not the U.S. title, number one. So I think I think they would be good for him to lose the belt, then go after whoever now wins the world title match. We'll get to that in a few minutes. I think Kevin Owens does not need a title. Like Rowdy Piper, Kevin Owens does not need a belt because of his mouth work.
Right.
Owens in the same category as Jake the Snake Roberts and Rowdy Piper, where you don't need a belt. You already have one. It's your mouth.
Right.
So he's like the perfect mouthpiece. Randy Orton needs to win badly, number one. And needs to win at WrestleMania. I really believe in my heart Randy Orton needs to win, and I think they're going to put the belt on him. And I think it'd be a good run for him.
Totally, you see, Mark, this is what I love. This is one of the many things I love about you, man. Like, you're a man of conviction, and you kind of basically elaborate your reasons. Brother, I love that.
Thank you. Once again,
I applaud you, man. I applaud you, brother. Well, you know, one more thing. I read something that Kevin Owens does not want to be Intercontinental Champion because of the last time he was Intercontinental Champion, it had the white strap design. It was the same – well, it was a similar strap to the one that the late Owen Hart held. And, of course, Kevin Owens honors Owen Hart because he named his son after Owen. Now, I'll be honest with you. The current design of the Intercontinental title, I don't like it. I don't like it.
I grew up in a time when the Intercontinental title was best-looking belts you could ever have.
Most prestigious.
Yes, I don't also like the U.S. title the way it looks. I like the old one from WCW with the eagle and the belt. I don't like any of the belts right now, number one. Because me, all the belts are ugly. I always liked the winged and heavyweight title. The winged one was great. The one that Hogan and Bret Hart had. The U.S. title was always really cool. The Intercontinental title, the one that Bret Hart had, Piper, Warrior, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky the Dragon. There you go. I've always liked that title. Go back to the old school belts. These new belts are ugly. By the way, tag belts are even worse. I like the ones I like the ones at Demolition. So,
sorry.
No problem. All right. Yeah, are you okay?
I'm all right. But yeah, I mean the strap that when Owens was Intercontinental Champion, the white strap, that right there, I love it. The Intercontinental title from the Attitude Era and the Ruthless Aggression Era, it's okay. It's not bad. It could have been better, but I like that one and like the white strap. And yeah, the Intercontinental title to me is the most prestigious title in WWE history. A lot better than the Universal title. A lot better than the WWE title. You know, the Intercontinental heavyweight title.
The Intercontinental title has always been known as the workhorse title.
Yeah. That's what
That's like guys like the late, great Mr. Perfect, may he rest in peace. Owen Hart, may he rest. Roddy Piper won it. Dragon won it, a.k.a. Ricky Steamboat. All the guys who could wrestle won the world title. Guys who were going after belts but couldn't really wrestle, always had a nice title match, but someone never won them. But I wish some guys would have had it. I wish guys like Jake the Snake or Boss Man would have won it. But that's a whole different monster. The Intercontinental title was very, very important to me. So if you want to talk about that match, let's go to that one. If we're talking about it, and the Intercontinental title match is the current champion Gunther to be challenged by Sami Zayn. This might be a disaster.
Well, everybody's still saying it should be Chad Gable in the match. You know what?
Yeah.
I would say it looks settled because if not, but everybody still at the same time says, but we love Sami Zayn too. He should be, I guess, you know what? It's simple. It's called triple threat.
We already have a triple threat for the U.S. title, so they're not going to have two on the same card.
Have a triple threat U.S. title, you could have a triple threat Intercontinental title.
There's a reason why we don't do this anymore. There's a reason why WWE is doing it anymore. Back in the late 90s, they had several cards with two triple threat matches on them. And the first one's okay, and the second one was pretty decent. The problem is a lot of times triple threat matches can either go, they're either great or they're a disaster. So to avoid that problem, we only have one on the card. And I understand it. Plus you have the six-pack, a lot of matches. You really don't want to throw in all these guys in the ring because it gets a little confusing. So with this match, this is either going to be a very good wrestling match because I like Sammy, and you know I feel about Gunther. Gunther's been a very good Intercontinental Champion. Are we going to give you guys 10 minutes when he's walking out the title? I hope that it's not that, but I really want to see a really good match here. Sammy's been lacking a little bit in his matches because he goes to the ring, it's 7 minutes, he's in the shower. I hate that. Gunther hasn't wrestled in a while. I don't know if he's injured. I don't know if they want to keep him ready for WrestleMania. I don't know. But I'm gonna say Gunther walks out with the belt because I don't think that his time is done with the title. doesn't need the Intercontinental title. I think he needs to win the world title to be a little bit more relevant in the company. And right. His contract is coming up soon, so I don't know what he's going to do. But I think Gunther shouldn't win it, but I think he's going to. I would like to see Sammy win a belt for once, but not this one. I'd like to see him win the world title.
Right.
He's never won the world title before. He never had a Ring of Honor. He had 3 or 4 matches for the world title and never won Ring of Honor. He had several belts in Ring of Honor. He won the tag title and he won the TV title, but he never won the big one. So I hate to say it, but I think Gunther's going to walk out with this.
I agree. I love Sami Zayn, but I just don't see Gunther dropping the belt.
I don't see it either. All right, so we agree on that one.
I mean, some say he's going to have to turn babyface before he's put into the WWE title picture. I don't know about that.
No.
I think he has said, though, he's open to the Imperium turning babyface. He's open to it. But I'm sure he said if and when the time is right and we're not there. the time is definitely not right.
Gunther's a better heel than Heath. I've never seen him as a face, but he's a phenomenal heel.
Right.
And the fans are going to cheer who they like anyway. Gunther's already cheered because of his work ethic.
Right.
I remember an Intercontinental Champion in the recent history of this company that has been better than Gunther. And that says a lot.
Right.
Can you name me, in the past 3 or 4 years, can you name a better Intercontinental Champion than him?
I could probably name a few, but not off the top of my head.
You're not going to. He has been an amazing champion. I think they need to put the belt on him. I really do.
All right. So we both got Gunther.
All right. This is the match I'm really not looking forward to because I just don't care about it. The street fight between the Street Profits and the Testament. Okay. It's a street fight. It's a Philly street fight. This is not ECW. This is not going to be a fun thing. Why are we bringing back street? They're only putting in the street fight because the pay-per-view happens to be in Philadelphia.
Right.
So, all right. I'm going to see the Street Profits take it, but I honestly don't care. This is the match where you go to get another soda or beer out of the fridge. This is the refrigerator match.
Maybe, but you know what? I'm gonna go with the Testament on this one.
Okay.
Because Akam and Rezar, the author of Pains, that was a tag team I was so invested in. I loved what they did in NXT when they were on the main roster. What did Vince do?
He killed them.
Yeah.
Until Triple H came along. Well, the old man's gone. We don't have to worry about him anymore.
So the authors of Pain and the fact that they were paired up with Paul Ellering, who, of course, is the manager of the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that was one of the coolest things. They pair Paul Ellering with them. I loved it.
I love Paul Ellering, but I really miss Hawk and Animal, though. May they rest in peace. Yeah.
And Paul Ellering is going to be at ringside.
Yeah.
So he's actually managing him again. So you know what? That's why I feel like I got to go for the Testament because so everybody knows why. So.
Is he going to bring Rocco back? Remember the puppet?
Nah.
I liked Rocco. I thought it was cool. Okay.
But Mark, one more thing though. How many times have I stressed that WWE needs to get out of this PG crap?
About $1.5 million.
Yeah. So a street fight in a PG company, it's not really a street fight. It's not something you would see in the Ruthless Aggression, something you would see a Ring of Honor or in Japan or in AEW. So it's not really going to be a street fight now, is it?
I think they only booked it a street fight because it's in Philly and it's the backyard of ECW and they put Paul Heyman in the Hall of Fame. And I want to get to that after we pick the card because I got something to say about that later on. All right, from the street fight.
I was going to ask you about that, but thank God you answered it already, brother.
Well, there you go. On to the women. Rhea Ripley defends against the man, Becky Lynch.
Brother, I love Becky Lynch. I really do. Look, I got to be honest with you. I see Rhea Ripley winning. I heard that Becky Lynch's contract is about to expire in about 2 months. Or less than 2 months. What was that?
She's not going anywhere.
Okay. If that's the case, then they would say that the people would insist that she's going to win. Look, Rhea Ripley, mommy, is so over. She's a dominant workhorse and like that, and the fans love her. So that's why I can't see them having her drop the belt. I feel like if she does, that's going to push her way back down.
I'll put it to you this way. Rhea's work has been so phenomenal lately that there's no chance of her losing this match. Like you, I'm a fan of Becky Lynch. Obviously, I'm a fan of all the members of the Four Horsewomen. Hell, I'm wearing one right now. But I'll put it to you this way. I don't see Becky winning this match. But taking the fact she's already had the belt, what, four times already, maybe more. She has her WrestleMania wins. Rhea needs this win desperately. I would like to have seen Liv Morgan in this position instead of Becky Lynch. It would have been a better match. I feel bad that Liv Morgan wasn't even the card, which is absolutely insulting, by the way. But I think Becky's a phenomenal performer. It's going to be a great match. Hopefully we'll give this about 20, 25 minutes instead of the usual 10 to 15. But like you said, Mommy's been phenomenal lately. Rhea Ripley has been unbelievable. Her matches have been exciting. The fans love her. Every time she comes out, she gets a pop. They're going to turn her face probably most likely by SummerSlam. So I'm going to say this. Rhea will take the title without a problem.
All right. So we both got Rhea. I mean, this is no disrespect to Becky.
No.
I love Becky Lynch. She's tremendous. I want to buy her book. I really do want to buy her book and read it.
So do I.
Yeah. I would love to get the autographed version, but we'll see how that goes.
I can't afford it. I can't afford it, my friend.
Yeah, okay. No, neither can I, unfortunately. But yeah.
Well, let's stick with the women's division. So let's go to. This is a useless match. Damage Control against Blair, Naomi, and Jade. This is ridiculous. This was added last week to cover the fact that they don't want Damage Control getting involved in the EO and Bayley match. That's why they added. That's why they threw this one together. Like every card has the. Refrigerator, or you know, talk to your friends match, or change the channel match. You want to catch up on base, whatever, or whatever's going on Saturday, Sunday. I don't care about this one. I just don't. I mean, I'm a fan of Damage Control, obviously, always have been. I like Kairi Sane. I like awesome. Kairi. Asuka's a phenomenal performer. Dakota to me is the weak link on the team. Then you got Jade, Blair, and Naomi. Jade, we know, can go because of her strength and her work in AEW. Naomi's not that great at work, and everybody knows how I feel about Bianca Blair. This is the match where you're going to call me and say, are you still awake?
Right.
I'm going to pick Damage Control for the win, though.
I am, too. If they did not win, would you laugh, though, if Dakota Kai turned on Kairi and Asuka?
Yes, I would laugh my butt off.
Me too. Now, Asuka and Kairi Sane are the current women's tag team champions, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, at the same time, let's say, Alex, are they really going to have Jade Cargill lose immediately? I'm like, well, first of all, I'm surprised that Jade Cargill is a babyface right now. So
I'm not, because the evasion that she had at the Royal Rumble, when she threw Nia Jax out of the ring, the ovation was phenomenal. When her music hit, the ovation was phenomenal at the Royal Rumble, which you and I discussed earlier on.
That's true.
On a different show. I'm not surprised that Jade's a face.
Okay.
I'm surprised that they put her in a tag situation. No, I thought that she was going to have Nia at WrestleMania, which is what everybody wanted to see. But Nia's useless anyway, but that's a whole different monster. I would like to have seen her in a singles competition match, not a six. The six-man tag match when they throw you into these when they have really nothing better to do with you, or they're trying to save time. That's what these are for. But Naomi don't care and Blair don't care. So,
well, I will say this: if Damage Control loses, then it makes sense if Dakota Kai is the one who's pinned.
Excuse me. And I agree with you. But we'll see.
We'll see. But I do have damage control winning, and of course
yes.
It's gonna be cheating tactics. I'm sure Asuka is gonna miss I'm sure somebody's gonna get missed it. And you know what? This could actually start maybe a heel turn for Bianca Belair.
If Bianca Belair has to go heel. She's getting booed out of the building anyway.
Yeah, see, in my case, I'm not sure if I should say she needs to go heel. I think we want to kind of see, we want to see that heel side of her. Although I'm not sure if she was ever a heel in WWE. I don't recall her being heel in NXT.
No, but I think she can work heel.
So I'm sure that we want to see the heel side of her. I'm sure our buddy Darnell, the Playmaker, who's a huge fan of Bianca Belair, really curious to know what his thoughts on Bianca turning heel. I'm sure that when it happens, I'll ask him about it, but we'll see. But I got damage control.
That's the why. Well, that takes us back to the men's division momentarily, because now we got Uso against Uso, Jimmy against his brother, against the twin brother, Jay. I wonder how Rikishi feels about this one.
Well, you remember the sign that was seen in the crowd, call Rikishi?
Yeah.
You know what? If Rikishi was at ringside for this one, literally telling the boys, you know what, guys, get in there, get it done. Get it over with. Like, I mean, we all know that one. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I hope WWE. I mean, I doubt they did, but if WWE did call Rikishi and offered him, you know, would you like to come and be part of it? I mean, I don't know. But Rikishi has said that he wants to be. He wants. I'm pretty sure he said that he would love to do something with the story. So I don't know, but. If Rikishi's not at ringside, I mean, I kind of feel like that kind of damages the match a little bit. Okay, obviously I got Jay winning because of everything going on. It wouldn't make sense if Jimmy won, unless, of course, Solo got involved.
Solo probably involved in the other one, in the match later on. But yeah. I agree, so I got Jay winning. I don't think Jim's going to win. It makes no sense for the one in the Bloodlines to still win. Jay's got to take this one. Jay has to take this one. He really does.
So I'm gonna try to keep my eye out on Rikishi's Twitter account during this particular match.
I think Rikishi will be in the arena, but fathers, I can tell you from my own personal experience by watching my father watch me and Jeffrey play each other, watch us play each other in hockey all the time, or the arguments that me and Jeff had. Fathers like don't want to see their sons against each other. They just don't. You're a brother, so you know that with your parents as well. But this is wrestling, so I think Jay takes it. I really don't.
All right.
It could be. It's going to be a good match, though. With all the air attacks these guys can do, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. I mean, there's one particular comment, but I should probably save it till we talk about particular matches. So let's go ahead and. Hold on one second.
Have you noticed about WrestleMania? Every 15 years, it's always a brother versus brother match.
Right? I think the last one we had was Matt and Jeff, right?
Yep. And the one before that was Bret and Owen.
Which was a great match. Bret versus Owen was great.
Best opening match in the history of WrestleMania by far.
And Bret Hart did what any other loving brother would do. He put his baby brother over.
Absolutely.
Bret knew he was going to win the title later that night, so he probably told Vince, okay, so I'm going to win the title, so why not let Owen, so let's give Owen something.
I'm going to tell you right now, that was one of Owen's best matches at WrestleMania, and I think Bret would agree.
No doubt.
And I think if Bret would agree, it was also one of his best matches. WrestleMania 10 is a very underrated WrestleMania because of what happened during the show, obviously, but I still feel to this day that is the best opening match in the history of WrestleMania, and that says a lot. We've had a lot of great matches open WrestleMania.
It was in your backyard too. It was at Madison Square Garden.
Garden, yeah, and I couldn't get tickets, but I'm still angry about that.
All
right, let's move on to. We have three left. All three of them are titled match. So let's go on. Let's go to Drew versus Seth, and we know that Seth Rollins walking around with that bad leg for months. I think Seth is going to drop the belt. He needs to get out of the ring right now. Seth is badly injured on that leg. You can see he's limping very badly. He's not wrestling a lot lately because of it to protect the leg. Much like what Mr. Perfect had to go through against Bret Hart at SummerSlam 91 with his back. Much like Yokozuna did with Bret Hart when at WrestleMania 10, Yoko wasn't feeling very well for him in standing at that match. But
yeah, I think Drew
takes the belt, and I don't put a swerve on you. He's not walking out with the title. Drew wins the match. Damian Priest cashes in and takes the belt.
Wow,
I think that's a possibility of one or two I think that's a possibility.
See, I have Drew winning as well, but if Seth does somehow retain, then my pick would be that CM Punk gets involved.
And Punk goes heel.
No, Punk helps Rollins.
Ah, so Punk can beat Rollins with a belt that comes SummerSlam. Aha, I see where you're going.
Well, maybe not at SummerSlam, but I don't
know.
I'm not sure how much longer Punk is going to be out, but I said this, my story is Drew McIntyre wins the title, holds the belt till next year's WrestleMania, and then loses it next year to CM Punk.
Possible. Or Drew wins it. Priest beats Drew by cashing in, and Punk beats Drew at SummerSlam.
See, because they gotta make up for what happened 4 years ago. Drew McIntyre needs to win the title in front of an audience.
And I think he will, but like I said, he's gonna lose. There are so many possibilities with this. CM Punk could get involved, like you said. Damian Priest could cash in. We don't know, but he's gonna cash. We know one thing. Priest is going to cash in that suitcase with one of those two matches. Either one or the other one. All right. Let's wrap up the women with the 2024 winner, my girl Bayley, against the current champion, Io Sky. This is going to be a match. We know Bayley can go. We know Io can go. The ground and pound style of Bayley, not to mention her aerial tactics, EO speed, her aerial tactics. This is going to be fun. This could steal the show. This could steal night one, or wherever the hell they put it on. Everybody knows we're going to go with this one, obviously. I want to see this go 20, 25 minutes. I think they can. Bayley's knee's much better. Io's in perfect health. This is going to be a lot of fun. When Bayley announced on SmackDown that's going to be Io, I went nuts. I said, all right, that's going to be the match everybody wants. Bayley takes the win by a pinfall. And then I think the two of them are going to shake hands because Io, if you haven't noticed, until Damage Control held up for Io, Io's never touched Bayley. Io and Bayley never have touched each other until that night on SmackDown. When Bayley turned face, Io and I never touched. So they're probably going to shake hands after the match.
You think Damage Control gets involved in the match?
No, because they're going to be too busy in this six.
All right.
That's what a six-man tag match was built, so we can have a one-on-one clean win, either way.
I mean, obviously, Bayley, I've got Bayley winning.
I think everybody does. And Bayley needs the belt.
Now people would ask, does Bayley bring back the hugger gimmick? I doubt it.
Look, the hugger gimmick was great for a while, and then the reason why it died was because I love Bayley to death. She's my favorite in the world. She's a phenomenal wrestler. But the hugger gimmick got a little bit too stale after a while. Yeah. And she was the one who asked to change heel anyway originally. So I don't think they're going to bring back the hugger gimmick, but I will say this. I think that Io has had a great one with the belt. She's been champion since last year. It's been a hell of a run. So we'll see. She will lose. She'll have another title. She's phenomenal. She's an amazing wrestler. She really is. Put all these Japanese chicks off.
Oh, yeah. So now we get to the two main events.
Well, we already covered Seth Rollins and Drew, so the main event will be the rematch from last year's disaster.
Well, we got the tag team match. Cody and Seth versus The Rock and Roman Reigns.
Oh, that's right. There are two matches involved. I forgot. I didn't even write that one down. Wow.
Sorry, brother.
No problem. What is stipulation in this ridiculous match again?
All right. So it's a tag team match. The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins and Cody.
Right.
If Rhodes and Rollins win, then all members of the Bloodline are barred from the match for the Undisputed Universal Championship match night two, which is Roman Reigns and Cody.
Right.
Now, if the Bloodline wins, if Rock and Reigns win, then the championship match is to be held under Bloodline rules, which means no countouts, no disqualifications, and that means that pretty much that Cody is going to be fighting the entire Bloodline.
Because of all the scenarios I have in my head, I hate to say it, but Rock and Roman are going to take it.
I know. It only makes sense because, okay, if Cody is to win, it only makes sense to put him in a situation to where the odds are stacked heavily against him.
Yep. There's another reason why I'm saying it. You're going to think I'm nuts, but remember 3 months ago, The Rock said he wants to be the head of the table.
Right.
The Rock only joined the Bloodline for the same reason why he joined the Nation of Domination.
To be the leader.
Ah. So, Rock is going to rock bottom Roman Reigns and turn on him, and Cody wins the belt.
But that means Roman Reigns is headed to a face turn if Rock takes over the Bloodline?
Rock is not taking off. That's the problem. Is I don't think I don't know if the Rock's taking on Bloodline or not. I don't know where they're going to go with it. But Roman, for some reason, is becoming popular. For some odd reason, I have no idea why. He does have a little bit of a fan base. I'm not one of them. You're not one of them. Ricky's not one of them. But I think that The Rock either turns face at WrestleMania or he becomes leader of the Bloodline, one or the other. But there's another possibility. Follow me on this one.
All right.
The dream comes true for Cody. The storyline ends. Story ends. Cody's the champion. Did something Dustin could ever do. And here comes Damian Priest and cashes in. Like we said, one or the other, he will cash in on one of the other two winners. Whoever wins between Drew and Seth or between who wins this between The Rock and Cody. There are so many possibilities here. So I think Cody's going to win. I just hope I'm wrong about the whole Damian Priest thing. Because I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody.
But it is a possibility, so we have to mention it because this is how it jobs.
Right.
So we have three scenarios. The Rock turns face, helps Cody win the belt, they shake hands. Number two, Cody wins, Rock bottom on Roman, thanks for the help. Roman gets up, spears the Rock. They start screaming at each other, Roman turns face, which we don't want to happen either. Possibility number three, which is the one nobody wants, Roman keeps the belt. If Roman keeps the belt, though, what if Damian cashes in on him? There are so many.
Uh-oh. We briefly lost him.
My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody called in.
Oh, here you are. No worries.
My apologies. My father called in and forgot I was still doing the show.
No worries. So as you were saying, sir?
So we have all these possibilities. What do you think Damian Priest will cash in on? The winner of this match or the winner of Seth and Drew?
Seth and Drew, honestly. Look, let's be honest. The whole thing with Cody, I mean, come on. Are they really going to do that to Cody? Seriously?
I hope not. But we'll find out.
But, yeah. So, I believe The Rock is obviously going to have a huge involvement in the match with Cody. You know what? Could you imagine if the referee gets knocked out, okay? And then The Rock puts a referee t-shirt. Rock, and then Reigns spears Cody, and then Rock makes the count. He's about to make the three, then he stops and then looks at Roman. And then Roman's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then Roman gets rock bottom, and that's the way I would love to see it.
I think so, too. One of those three one of those possibilities is there.
I mean, it would be good. But
what does Damian Priest do? He's the wild card in this. What is Damian Priest doing?
Well, he could maybe walk out and try to, or maybe get prevented. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Damian Priest did it during the match.
He might pull a Seth Rollins.
Except if he does, then they're not gonna have him win. They shouldn't have him win it.
I agree with you, but I think they might anyway.
Because if Damian Priest is to be champion, he needs to be on his own. He should be part of a stable.
He shouldn't be, but unfortunately, I think that's what they're gonna do. Right. So those are all the possibilities and scenarios. But we do agree, Cody's gonna. We do agree, Roman loses the title.
Yeah.
Roman cannot walk out of WrestleMania 40 with the championship. If they do, WWE might as well close its doors. Because they will lose, I don't know how many fans afterwards.
Right. It's not going to be good.
All right. We've covered the entire call from top to bottom. So let's talk about something that I think is a complete disaster. And that is the Hall of Fame. It has been announced that Paul Heyman, a.k.a. Paul E. Dangerously, a.k.a. Paul E., a.k.a. the leader of the founding leader, one of the founding fathers of ECW, has finally qualified for the Hall of Fame, and I couldn't be happy for the man. What I'm not happy about is...
Uh-oh.
I apologize. My dad won't stop calling me. I apologize. What he's not happy about is who's doing the honor. I know he's managing Roman Reigns right now, but it should be somebody in ECW. It should have been Tommy Dreamer. It should have been Taz. It should have been Sabu. It should have been somebody, maybe the Dudley Boys. Somebody who came out of ECW should have done the honor for Paul Heyman. I don't like the Roman Reigns.
I don't either. Honestly, I say it should be Tommy Dreamer or the Dudleys, but problem is Tommy Dreamer and Bully Ray are currently signed to Impact Wrestling. So I would imagine because of that, they can't make the appearance, although Conan made an appearance last year in Death Ray Mysterio.
Right.
So,
and if you remember, Mickie James was in the Royal Rumble and she's on Impact.
Right? And she was like the Impact Women's Champion.
Right. So you can borrow the Dudley.
I believe she was.
Yeah, so you can what about Shane Douglas, the 4-time heavyweight champion out of ECW?
Right.
Any one of these men would be better than Paul Heyman. Except for Paul Heyman. Than Roman Reigns. I don't like that.
Yeah, I really don't. Yeah, I don't.
I don't even know who the rest of the Hall of Fame is. Do you?
I mean, I do, but I mean, Leah Maivia is actually, I think she's the final. She's the final announced inductee.
Who is?
Leah Maivia, The Rock's grandma. One of the first female promoters in wrestling history.
I understand that. That's a great one. And I hope that the Rock's one. I hope the Rock's father is the one who puts her in.
Well, Rocky Johnson passed away several years ago.
Oh, that's right. Rocky Johnson passed on. I forgot about that. That's true.
So I would imagine the Rock's probably going to induct his grandma.
Somebody in that bloodline will do it. Either the Rock or maybe even Rikishi. One of them will do it. Who else? I don't even know who else got in.
It's definitely I'm actually disappointed that Haku's not in it. I really felt that
his son's wrestling, by the way.
Yeah, but the Hall of Fame of 2024. So there's Bull Nakano, Thunderbolt Patterson, Leah Maivia, and of course the U.S. Express, and of course in the celebrity wing, it's Muhammad Ali.
Right, may he rest in peace, the greatest of all time.
Oh yeah, so Muhammad Ali, I'm certainly happy about that, brother.
I'm going to mention this. My father is the greatest Muhammad Ali fan in the world. He loves Muhammad. He saw every one of his fights. I think he even saw, I don't know if he saw him box live in the yard or not. I'm not sure. But my father is a very big, my father hates wrestling, but loves Muhammad Ali. So for my father's hero, I'm happy that he got into the Hall of Fame, and he should have gotten in the Hall of Fame. And we all miss Ali.
Right.
We really do. I'm not happy with this class, though. I'm not too thrilled with this class, but I'm happy for Muhammad Ali, and I'm very happy for Paul Heyman.
Right. So
that'll do it for us.
Alex,
it's been a great show in my new office. My dad called me 5 times, means something's wrong with the family. So I'm going to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy WrestleMania. Alex, thank you for having me on. I love working with you, brother. It's always fun.
Likewise. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you can find Ringside Chaos anywhere you get your podcasts. So here's what Mark and I need you to do. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell, because we need to be sure that you won't be missing out on any exciting upcoming content, including the recap of WrestleMania 40. Mark, thank you again, and we'll see everybody next time.
Yes, sir. Have a good night, buddy.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.